When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1116. Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello. I'm
sure there was a lot better way to do that, but that's what came out. So, is what it is. Tracy, I thought we would start off these shorts, probably first couple this week. Remember we did the funerals that screwed up things that happened during funerals?
Yeah.
People really liked that. Well, this was actually 15 weird funerals that proved death shouldn't be so somber. So, it's people that had fun with their funerals.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and kick into what it says. It says, have your ashes buried in a coffee machine or get to your funeral by riding on your favorite motorcycle. These funerals actually happened. A couple of generations ago, nearly all funerals were the same. The way people said their final goodbyes to their departed loved ones was rather easy to describe. Relatives and friends would arrive in black, join the family in a somber burial ceremony. Others would give a eulogy, share memories, and shed some tears, and some would quietly sit in the back or in the synagogue pews and join as the prayers are being offered to the dead or to God. The attendees would also join the family at the gravesite and give their final respects, mostly by placing flowers on the caskets before it's lowered into the ground. Aside from burial ceremonies, some people say goodbye to the dead through cremation. The remains of the dead are kept in an urn or placed in the family's mausoleum. Others choose to scatter the ashes in a place requested by the dead or in the place close to their heart. These solemn ways of saying goodbye to the physical body of the departed ones have been going on for so long until one day some people decide to just change everything completely. After all, there isn't a written law that no one can hold a funeral according to their heart's desire.
Okay.
Here are 15 of the strangest, weirdest, and most creative funerals that have happened around the world. You know, I have, and I still plan on doing this, is I am going to record my own funeral. I'm literally going to go, and at my funeral, I want to be a thank you to everybody that was there for me during life. And instead of people standing up and talking about me, I'm going to have a video of me telling everybody what they meant to me. And I'm going to mix music in with it. And it's going to be certain songs are going to be dedicated to certain people. And that's what it's going to be. I'm going to preach my own funeral.
That'll be interesting.
It will. You laugh, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it will.
The only awkward thing is going to be when I like thank somebody who's already passed on before me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But no, I've already got most of it thought out. And it's just a matter of just sitting down and recording it.
Oh, all right. You do you, babe.
Anyways, so here's the first one. Renato Bialetti. Renato Bialetti was a businessman who achieved worldwide success out of the mocha coffee makers. His father is actually credited for the invention, but it was he who made the most efforts to turn the family business into an empire. At 93... this Italian coffee tycoon passed away in his hometown in Switzerland. According to his family, Bialetti's life was defined by coffee. So while discussing the funeral rite and ceremony, the three grown-up children of the businessman had agreed that they want coffee to define their father's death as well. The coffee maker in which the family business is known is recognizable for its tapered shape. It has a logo of a little man with a mustache. Of course, it was modeled on Renato Belletti. So the children ordered the creation of a giant aluminum coffee pot wherein the ashes of the old man were placed. The funeral was held in his birthplace in a Catholic church in the village of Monte Buglio. More than 200 people had actually witnessed the unusual tribute.
That's awesome.
All right, this next one is Fernando de Jesus Diaz Beato. Described by his family and friends as a happy and extremely active person, the sudden death of Fernando became as a shock to the people who loved him. The 26-year-old Puerto Rican was shot 15 times in the Villa Carolina neighborhood of San Juan by an unknown assailant. The police had failed to find any leads for the crime. Being the happy man that he was, the family had thought of the best way that they could remember Fernando for the last time. They made an arrangement with the funeral service and were very specific in how they wanted to see the young man for the last time. Fernando attended his own funeral, sitting on a chair with his legs crossed. He was dressed in his favorite pants and jacket, along with his favorite shoes. He even had a cigar in his hands. What made this funeral even better is the fact that the funeral service had chosen to leave his eyes open.
Oh my God.
From afar, no one would even think that they were looking at a corpse.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's got glasses on and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Fred Guntert. These names are very hard to pronounce.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Fred Guntert was a retired artist for the U.S. Postal Service. He was also a self-taught woodworker, and he definitely used his talent for his final day here on Earth. Although the old man hadn't lived like a king, he made the necessary preparations so that he would die like a pharaoh. 25 years before his death, he started carving an Egyptian-themed coffin in the garage of his home, and he kept on telling his family that one day he would be laid to rest in it. Oh, it looks literally like a sarcophagus.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Fred had been a long-life enthusiast of the Egyptian wonders, especially the pharaoh's coffin. He tried to find someone who could make one for him, but in the end decided to create his own. Using cedar, Fred created a 7-foot-tall coffin and painted it with red, black, gold, and green. He used wooden dowels and glued the parts together. When it was finished, the coffin weighed almost 300 pounds. Fred had finally used his creation when he passed away in 2015 at the age of 92.
Oh, how cool is that?
We'll do one more quick one. Miriam Burbank. She was a 53-year-old woman who was described by her daughters as one of the best mothers in the world. Unlike other mothers who often set curfews for her children, Miriam had even encouraged her daughters to throw parties and accompanied them whenever the venues far from home. Her carefree and active ways of living her life inspired her daughters to give her a send-off that everyone would remember for the rest of their lives. The dead woman from New Orleans held her party for one last time. She was dressed extravagantly and was propped up at a table with cigarettes and booze. Even a flashing disco ball was put in place to make everything more convincing. Even the relatives of the friends of the deceased had favored this funeral idea. According to her daughters, they wanted the funeral tribute to reflect how Miriam had her life, always bright and happy. So she's sitting at the table, glass of wine in her hand, a Busch Light next to it, an ashtray, cigarettes, and she's sitting there with a pair of sunglasses on. You literally wouldn't know that she was dead if you didn't know she was dead. So, all right, guys, that wraps up this one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1117 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello everybody.
We got more unique funerals.
Alrighty.
We're just going to jump in. Lionel Batiste. Lionel Batiste was a famous jazz and blues musician. He was only 11 when he started his musical career, and for decades, he had inspired young musicians with the way he played his favorite instrument. He was fondly called by fans as Uncle Lionel. Naturally, when he passed away, many people wanted to see him for the last time, but when they did, they knew for sure that he would always remember him standing, exuding out his signature man about town finery almost effortlessly. So yes, the man is standing up, but he's got his nifty little blue style hat on, and he's got his sunglasses on and white suit. So the unique wake was arranged by Lionel's son. According to him, he made a promise to his father that he will send him off real good. Instead of having him inside a cypress casket, the son ordered the funeral service to dress him in a cream sports coat with ornate necktie and matching pocket square. It was complemented with beige slacks and tasseled loafers. The outfit was complete with the bowler hat and the sunglasses, of course. Besides him were his bass drum and the trim bass brass band uniform. Also, anyone who had seen Uncle Lionel in his funeral thought that they were looking at a mannequin. Yeah, that's really cool. Michael Easterling. Michael was a famous socialite, party hostess, philanthropist from New Orleans. According to the public records, she was 83 years old when she succumbed to death after battling a long illness on April 14, 2014 at her lakefront home. With a reputation of being flamboyant, this woman always craved for attention. Her children naturally wouldn't send her off, just like the norms. There's a little ad here. It says, if your dog licks its paws, do this every day. It has nothing to do with it, but...
Yeah.
This one doesn't look as good as some of the others. The friends and associates of the philanthropist attended the wake at the Sanger Theater. Mickey, as she was fondly called, was sitting on a wrought iron bench at the center of the gleaming marble foyer. She was dressed in her trademark style with an outlandish hat and feather boa. Of course, there's a diamond-studded... bitch pin on her chest. She held a champagne glass and on the other hand a cigarette holder. A jazz combo played on the balcony overhead while the attendees plucked champagne from the trays of passing waiters. Yeah, her eyes are closed and everything in this one, so she actually looks a little more like a corpse, but at least it's set up, you know, like she probably wanted it. Billy Stanley was a biker from Ohio. He was an old man who had spent most of his life riding his motorcycle. 18 years before meeting his death, Billy had already planned his own funeral. He made specific requests to his children that when he died, he wanted to be buried on his motorcycle. He even thought three large pots on his hometown graveyard to accommodate him with his bike. Or he bought three large plots. Mm-hmm. It says pots.
No, oh, yeah.
But it meant plots. So pretty cool. Billy was 82 years old when he breathed his last. The family had calmly accepted his death, as they know that the old man lived his life to the fullest. As a way of paying their final respect, the family carried on to grant him his burial request. Billy's son created a big see-through box. The body was then arranged to make it rest on his 1967 Harley-Davidson electric glide cruiser. And according to the sons, their father wanted his funeral to look like he was riding off to heaven.
Oh, that's cool.
You had a friend that, when for his funeral, they carried the casket in his boat, remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They sure did, because he was loved to fish more than anything, and that was, I think, one of his last requests, and they made it happen.
Yeah, they put the casket on the boat, mm-hmm. and then the boat was rowed down the street on its hauler or whatever the deal was, trailer.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Look at this last one. Willie Stokes Jr., infamously known as the Wimp. Willie Stokes Jr. was the son of late Willie Morris Stokes, one of Chicago's most reputed mobsters. The young man had his fair share of his father's wealth that was acquired through drug trafficking. He was being prepped to inherit the position and the business of his father when he was murdered on the steps of a motel. Oh, this is cool. Naturally, the influential father was enraged. William was only 28 years old when he was gunned down by the suspected drug rivals. Now, back in the days, it was not uncommon to have a unique kind of funeral. However, the grieving father wanted his son's wake to reflect the lavish lifestyle that he had. Willie Stokes Jr. was propped up in the driver's seat of a customized casket that resembled a Cadillac. Between his and between his diamond ring laden fingers with $100 bills, the license plate bore his nickname as well. And this actually does, the casket has the grill of a Cadillac in the very front of it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Things people think of. That's just really great.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, all right, guys, that wraps up this one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye, guys.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.